Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every single evening, sometimes 6:30, sometimes 8 o'clock, sometimes 9:30, sometimes 10:30 or 11, and you are going to hear nothing but the truth and nothing but the facts on this show, nothing but facts, truth, and critical thinking. It's all you're going to bargain for. You'll get no politics. You'll get no political rhetoric on this show. You'll get no lies. You'll get no media lies. You'll get no propaganda lies, which our society forces us to believe and by repetition. I'm going to talk about, first of all, the parameters of what kind of things this show is concerned with. One thing, I'm a great fan of literature, Russian, French, German, English, and American literature. I am very, very enamored of books and literature, whether the book is War and Peace, whether the book is Paradise Lost by Milton, whether it's Passage to India by E.M. Foster, or whether it's Poems of T.S. Eliot. These are the books that stir me and dedicate me and interest me. Great books and great literature. These are the books that I am concerned about, and that's what this show is concerned with. Not with current literature, not with current nonsense, but with time-tested, great classic works of literature. Could be Homer, could be Thucydides, and it could be St. Augustine, it could be St. Paul's epistles. Any one of these will benefit you immensely. There's a list of books in a great book by Mortimer Adler called How to Read a Bible. Look at that list of books, and you'll find the books that are important and are not important. Next, be aware, this show has a theological emphasis. I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the Christian belief and Christian thought, and therefore this show is concerned with that. And this show has a concern also with current politics. I'm conservative, but I follow Christ in concern for the poor and underclass. So that is an element of my approach. My approach is to follow Christ and his commands, not conservative or liberal. So let me talk about this show, a little bit of how it works. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for media hype, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. We try to get at the truth and the facts. We try to get to do with honest intellectual effort and honest intellectual discernment. That is what this show is about, honest thought and critical thinking based on truth and facts, nothing more. We're interested in truth and facts in this show. We are not interested in political rhetoric or repeating some kind of slogan which gets me and you nowhere intellectually. Next, I'm a Christian, as I mentioned to you. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I believe I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Athanasian, and Nicene Creed. And if I read books, I read great books such as C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, John Bunyan, St. Augustine, Calvin, Luther, Bonhoeffer, etc. These are the books that move me, that inspire me, that I want to know about. By great Christian thinkers. These are the books that matter, okay, to me immensely. These are the books I learn from. These are the books that inspire me. These are the books that I want to read and know. And I tell everyone, read and know these books. Read St. Augustine. Read the epistles of Paul. Paul is the greatest religious thinker that ever lived. If you don't read him, you haven't lived. If you haven't read St. Augustine's Confessions, you haven't lived. If you haven't read St. Thomas Aquinas, you haven't lived. If you haven't read Calvin and Luther, you haven't lived. If you haven't read John Bunyan's Pinion of Bowen's Progress or Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, you haven't lived. So, I Am a Christian. Next, this show is, I have two radio shows, Christian shows, a podcast show, and a Blog Talk Radio Show. They are heard by countries and people all over the world who are constantly listening to it. I'm very happy my dear Muslim brothers and sisters listen to these shows, whether they're in Iran, Iraq, or whether they're in in Saudi Arabia. I'm pleased to say that Saudi Arabia tunes into this Blog Talk radio show every single night. And I have many, many Muslims reaching out to me and coming to know me and my message. I'm happy to know them. I want to dialogue with the Muslim community. I want to know them because I know that Jesus loved them and died for them. And therefore, on that basis, I wish to dialogue with them and understand and know their religious faith so I can present to them my understanding of the face of Christ. And I, as with everyone, I see the face of the risen Christ who died for all mankind from the last generation to the first. I also have written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. The legal books are Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. Book on the Parables, my interpretation of all 41 parables. I'm going to talk about one of the parables tonight, the parable of going before the judge. And I tell you that the parables are the mind and thought of Christ. They're the mind and thought of the Son of God. They are irreplaceable. And to know them is to understand the mind of Christ, which is quite, presents us his thinking, and that thinking is terribly important and terribly deep and terribly profound. And to read the parables is to know the mind of Christ and God. I have also recently written a book on the Psalms, all 150 Psalms. I do hope that this book will benefit people. I'm a great fan of the Psalms. I challenge you to whether you read the Psalms in a translation or War and Peace or Dostoevsky in a translation, which you will tire of first. I don't think you'll tire of the Psalms. The Psalms are great. They are great spiritual poetry. They are Hebrew lyric poetry, the legacy of Jewish literature, and they are great. And not to read the Psalms is to miss greatness in thinking and literature. I cannot stop reading them. I read them when I was in Sunday school, the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm. I memorized those Psalms. I read the Psalms in Hebrew in seminary, and it was a tremendous experience to read the Psalms. It will always be a spiritual deepening and mind-boggling experience to read the Psalms. I'm also preparing books on blogs, my 4 blog books on my blogs, on political, literary, and religious blogs. I'm preparing 4 books in that respect. I'm also will be preparing a book on the miracles in the Bible, and finally I will be preparing a book on the book of Job. Job was an Edomite, and he was tried by God and passed the test. And I say this, the book of Job is a great piece of literature, and it, again, is not to be missed. To miss these books is to be in darkness. If you wish to, ladies and gentlemen, if you want your children to be in darkness, that would be your choice and your decision. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a bad idea for people to be in ignorance and darkness. I think it's a good idea for them to have live in the light of great thought and great literature, not in the darkness of current propaganda, which is a waste of time. Next, I have written 3 articles, the Syracuse Law Review on Criminal Procedure, which has been brought by the State Department and United States Supreme Court. I have also written 2 articles on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, which has been brought by the State Department. And all 3 of these articles have been bought by many, many universities across the world, in addition to the State Department and the United States Supreme Court. Very pleased with the amount of number of institutions that have bought these articles. And tonight, let me tell you that I'm going to talk about a parable. And this parable is called the parable of going before the judge. And as I said, the parables are very profound and deep pieces of writing because they represent the mind of Christ and his advice and his warnings on certain issues. The parable of going before the judge is found in Matthew 5:25 and 26 and Luke 12:57 to 59. And he says in this parable in Matthew, make friends quickly with your accuser while you are going him to the court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out till you have paid the last penny. So he's telling us that the accuser will hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you'll be put in prison. And in Luke 12, he says, and why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As you go on with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out till you have paid the very last copper. This parable concerns, I think, going before the church. In this parable, Jesus tells us that our lives will be judged. If we live righteously, we will be judged with righteousness and humanity. He tells us that if our lives have reached a crisis point, we should reach an agreement and be reconciled. If we've had differences, disputes, and moral issues, he tells us to be reconciled with our enemies and even with those who have opposed us and possibly hurt us. So he says, make friends with your accuser. And he says, make an effort. As you go on with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way. So he says, he tells us that our lives will be judged. If we live righteously, we will be judged with righteousness. He tells us if our lives have reached a crisis point, we should reach an agreement and be reconciled, which is what he has meant, which is to make an effort to settle with him, your accuser, lest he drag you to the judge. If in our lives we've had differences, disputes, and moral issues, he tells us to be reconciled with our enemies, and even with those who oppose us and possibly hurt us. And the alternative is a judgment on us, is being brought before the judge. If we trust in our own feelings and efforts about our lives and do not reach an understanding and agreement with people who may oppose us and hurt us and not reconcile with them, we may suffer at the hands of justice. So he's saying that if we don't reconcile with our enemies, if we don't make friends with the accuser while you are going with him before the judge, the accuser will hand you to the judge and make an effort to settle with your accuser on the way to the magistrate, lest he drag you to the judge. So he's saying that if our lives have reached a crisis point, we should reach an agreement with our accuser and be reconciled. If our lives have had differences, disputes, and moral issues, he tells us to be reconciled with our enemies, even with those who have opposed us and possibly hurt us. And then the result will be, if we don't do this, is a judgment. If we trust in our own feelings and efforts about our lives, and do not reach an understanding and agreement with people who may oppose us and hurt us and not reconcile with them, we may, in fact, suffer at the hands of justice. He warns us, do not wait until the last moment where there are issues concerning our possible condemnation and wrongdoing. He suggests reconciliation and forgiveness with our enemies and accusers. He tells us that unless we reconcile and reach a forgiveness with our enemies, unless we do this, we will face a total judgment on our actions that could be disastrous. He says we cannot trust on our own thoughts about ourselves. He says that as we live, we must be reconciled with all and forgive all the injuries they have done us. If we are not so reconciled, depend on our own concept of our righteousness and supposed rightness of our position, we will have to face judgment. So the issue is, if we're not reconciled with people, if we don't reach forgiveness with people, we will be handed to judge and judgment. He tells us in our lives we yield in love to all, not holding grudges, but seeking love and friendship, even with our enemies. He says when we reach the last moment of he says the problem is, if we don't do this, when we reach the last moment of our life, we will be judged. He says in Luke that we are short in our lives to possibly appease before the judge. The result, the alternative of not reaching a reconciliation is being brought before the judge and being condemned and imprisoned. Matthew and Luke, Both Matthew and Luke in this parable warn us that as we live our lives, we must live our lives with forgiveness and understanding of all. And if we do not do this, we will be handed over to the judge to be judged, where there will be no hope. So the parable is very important. Jesus is saying here, we must reconcile and forgive and love all, even our enemies in our lives. If we don't do this, we run the danger of being judged very, very terrible, with a terrible judgment, which we may not even survive. He warns us about what could be in store for us if we don't reach love and forgiveness with all, even our enemies, and that if we do this, we will survive and enter heaven, but if we do not, we will be judged by the judge of all mankind. I think I've made clear what I mean here. It's in chapter 7, the parable of going before the judge. It's in Matthew 5, 25 and 26, and Luke 12, 57 to 59. I suggest you read those passages of Holy Scripture and read this chapter 7 in my book, so you and I can reach an understanding, and once again, of the minds and words of Christ, which are so terribly, terribly important, which may be beyond even our grasp and understanding, unless we focus on what Jesus says to be so. Every word of Jesus is to be treasured and paid attention to. He is not fooling us. He is not fooling around. He's giving us advice and warnings, and we must heed this advice and warnings in the future. I hope you've enjoyed this talk, and I will be talking again about this parable tomorrow.